Guys, you know what it is, and you know what it isn't. And what it is SeatGeek, and what it isn't is you haven't downloaded SeatGeek yet.
SeatGeek got you covered. You want to hear my SeatGeek song?
What is
this? This is my SeatGeek song, the SeatGeek song we love.
Wow, bro.
The SeatGeek song we sing in the beginning of every episode because we love SeatGeek.
Wow, sometimes you're good, and then sometimes you're really,
really good.
Guys, we love SeatGeek because they have over 70,000 live events plus over 28 million downloads, which is why they're the number one rated ticketing app in the world.
Wow, you did that really good.
Did I nail it? Because I started getting in my head about it.
No, and you're absolutely right. It's number one. I say it all the time. It's Dodger season. I'm buying tickets continuously.
Come on, man.
Tickets continuously.
Hey, take me to go see Fercho too.
I'll take you to go see Fercho. Drake
too.
I'll take you to go see Fercho.
Come on, man. Take me somewhere, please.
Easy. I will.
Man, come on.
I'll take you somewhere, you take me somewhere.
I bet. And then hook them up too.
Yeah, okay. I'll hook them up. Guess what?
What?
La Platica.
Uh-huh.
That's a discount code.
What do they get?
For $20 off their first ticket purchase.
Man, sometimes you're good and sometimes you're really good. Guys, if you guys haven't downloaded SeatGeek, we highly encourage you guys to do it. You guys already know how it is. We love SeatGeek. We want you guys to love SeatGeek because it is amazing.
Wait, that's it?
That's it, baby.
All right,
let's
sing the SeatGeek song one more time.
I'm not singing that song. Okay. I'm not going to sing that song.
Enjoy today's episode. Are you ready or what, G?
Shit, hold up, bro. Hold up. Let me get my
and
feet crossed.
And cross them legs, G, porque apesta.
Let me get comfy, G. Not mine. That's you, G. That's you. That's your upper lip. That's your upper lip.
I still see that you have the
I don't really get that whole expression, upper lip. Like when people say, that's your upper lip.
Because that's the first thing your nose smells, you dummy.
Jess is just like, I don't know.
Your upper lip because they're saying that like you're just smelling your upper lip. It's the first thing your nose smells.
You think so?
Constantly. Throughout your whole life, your nose always is smelling your upper lip. Isn't that crazy?
You can smell your own bad breath? Is that bad?
I don't know. I don't have bad breath. I don't. Anyways, everybody, welcome to La Platica.
Sick ass segue.
Episode who knows when or what. But guys, this video is sponsored by good friends at SeatGeek, the number one ticket rated app on the App Store. Thank you, SeatGeek.
No, that wasn't it. That's not it. The number one rated ticketing app on the App Store. Not the number one ticket rating app.
Well, sorry. I said it on purpose to make you laugh.
I didn't laugh, though.
Today we have a...
You're not going to take it back?
Why? It's funny. Okay. Should I not take it back? Is SeatGeek not going to like that?
They're going to be pissed, bro.
The number one ticket app, the number one rated ticketing app.
It's not that hard, G.
Today's episode is sponsored by the number one ticketed rating app on the App Store.
You're joking, right?
Say it again.
The number one rated ticketing app.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Today's episode is sponsored by SeatGeek, the number one ticketed rating app on the App Store.
This is what I'm dealing
with today.
Today's
episode is sponsored by SeatGeek, the number one rated ticketing app on the App Store.
Boom.
You see, you can't even take a joke. You think I'm that dumb?
No, I think...
You're an asshole.
You know what's funny, bro?
What?
Yeah, I do. I feel like you're 50 for... That was 50-50 bit. 50-50 bit.
Yeah, I freestyled a little bit. A lot of people say, yeah, you know that guy Sebas? Yeah. Okay, so everything that he says,
Take it with a grain of salt.
No. Like, just kind of like take it, like take 50% of it serious and then crack that 50% in half, and that's the real stuff.
So 25%?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, we could have got there a lot faster, but.
But yeah, today is a special episode.
Yes, sir.
You just have us.
It's just us
Which
two,
is
man.
The best episode.
Honestly, these are my favies.
Same.
These are my favies.
Same. I just sometimes feel like we were just like closer to each other.
Like we were.
Like imagine we would just like talk like this and you're like right here. Like on episode two.
Yeah. You know what's funny? In that moment, I didn't even realize that we were like so close. It is what it was.
I was smelling your upper lip for sure.
I'm sure you were.
We were both smelling our upper lips. But yeah, isn't it crazy how like, you know, we have best friends and stuff like that that will be with us for the rest of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll always know how they smell. But our upper lip will always, always be there before them.
That was deep, man.
Yeah.
Deep. Did you not brush your teeth this morning or something?
And every time I look at you, I'm looking at your upper lip too. You have a great stash across it too.
Dude, let me see your upper lip. Relax your face. Like, relax your lips. Yeah, you got a decent upper lip. You're all right.
They say that guys that have this little raindrop right here in the middle.
Yeah.
They say that there's not too many of them. And we're descendants from this one family back in who knows where, bro.
I don't think that's accurate. I think that from what I know, like scientifically, that's when we're forming in the human, like in the membrane or whatever it is, the little nugget, that's where face closes. Right there. Everybody has it, bro. Matt, look at me. Matt got it. You think Matt's a descendant of God knows who? Maybe.
God knows who? No, I think that's wrong. But anyways, today we have an episode.
Let's do it, baby.
Look.
Come on, man. Get into the episode already.
How does it feel?
It feels good. We already talked about this. Pinky ring before I get a wedding ring.
You're being an asshole. And today we have a segment called Am I the Asshole? Once again, one of our favorite segments, to be honest.
Hey, this is, I like talking about this.
Yeah, you know me too. Sometimes we have the same perspective on things and sometimes we don't, which is amazing.
I mean, that's what makes our dynamic. I feel like
today
so you're
being a little feisty with me. So maybe today's going to be a good episode on this topic.
I'm not being feisty.
You are being feisty. All
right. Maybe I'm being feisty. Maybe I'm a feisty guy.
Maybe you just need something after this episode.
Like what?
Food, dinner.
I'm hungry. I am
sexo.
Hungry. And then I didn't really sleep good last night. So the energy is a little low, you know, but we're going to pick it up.
You want energy salute?
No, we're all out. I gave it to Fools of Medicine. All right, let's run it, Jess. Hit us.
You want to go first?
We actually got Jess on the mic today. We got our boy Matt on the mic today. It's a solo episode, but we got backup. Oh, we got backup.
Yeah, we got backup.
Oh, yeah, hit me with that voice again, man.
What's up, everybody?
God damn. That's sexy Matt. That's sexy Matt.
What about your sexy voice, Jess?
What's Jess's sexy voice?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. I see it. The innocent.
No effort.
The innocent. No effort.
Matt put everything he had in that.
I know. I really had a good one.
Want to go first?
So these are from our submission forms, right?
Correct.
Cool. Is it?
This first one is anonymous. My boyfriend and I have been dating for 3.5 years and he's consistently getting super comfortable in the relationship. Mm-hmm. There's no dates, romance, or appreciation. Mm. We live together and we both work full time and split the bills 50-50. Okay. But I cook, get the groceries, clean the apartment, do laundry, and so much more. I feel like I still have to teach him how to be my man, even after 3.5 years, and beg for appreciation. Mm-hmm. I expressed my concerns to him in November, and now he's trying more, but now it doesn't feel genuine because I had to beg for it for months. I have given him so many chances throughout our relationship, and lately I just get the feeling we should just break up. I love him, but I'm not happy anymore, and I don't feel fulfilled. Am I the asshole?
This was a lot. This was a lot that went into this. The one thing that stood out to me was when she said, he is putting in the effort, but now it doesn't feel genuine because I asked him. You got to give him a little bit of grace.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you asked him to do it and he's doing it. You know what I mean? And maybe it doesn't come from it's not coming in the way that you wanted it to, but he's trying. So in that sense, you got to have a little bit of grace.
That's the first thing that I read the whole thing. And there's some things that I want to talk about as well. But when you're in a relationship or even when you're a friend or anything like that, and you ask somebody to do something cool, to remind him, to teach him a lesson, to make him be different, or to make him be better about a situation, blah, blah, blah. And then that individual starts doing it, whether it be in a relationship wise or whatnot. Yeah. But yeah, you're right. Like it's such a buzzkill when you're doing it.
Yeah.
And then the person's like, I don't really feel like it's genuine. Okay, then why did you tell me in the beginning to do it then?
If
you
don't even care,
what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
Not everybody is going to be like you.
Yeah. And instead of like positioning it in a way where you compliment them on their efforts, which I think that's what will help the situation. Like if she says, hey, I noticed that we talked about this and I noticed that you've been putting in the effort. I just want to say, I really do appreciate it. That would go so much further than being like, the way this mindset is, like, it doesn't feel genuine. It's like, what is he supposed to do?
If you already have, if that person is doing it and it doesn't feel genuine and you tell them, oh, well, it doesn't feel real. There's more deeper issues that you have other than that actual situation. You really just don't want to do it. Because if you really like that person and they're doing it, you're going to say what Josh said. Mm-hmm. You're going to say, oh, wow, thank you, Ben.
Yeah, I appreciate
I see the effort and, yes, and I appreciate effort. It, you yes, know?
Exactly, exactly.
Now, another story, which I don't know, but is he being sarcastic when he does it? Sure, true, right? But true. I mean, we're not going to get there because the situations and things can be endless.
Yeah.
But just because we said that, we don't want you thinking that you're the asshole. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, don't, nobody should be like that. Like, he's doing the things that I'm saying and he's actually paying attention, but they don't feel genuine. Yeah. No, don't do that. Don't. That's the worst thing that you can do.
Yeah.
Because I don't like that.
But do you think that they're being an asshole for feeling like that then?
Who?
The girl.
It's kind of asshole vibes.
It's kind of asshole vibes. It is. It is a little bit.
I just didn't want to make her think that this whole thing that she wrote was asshole vibes.
No, it's not because I get what she's talking about. Yeah. I mean, I feel like she feels like she's putting in more into the relationship than she's receiving.
Yeah.
And I think in those regards, like, you know, they split the bills, but yes, she's still doing a lot of like the home stuff. So it's not 50-50 anymore, right? Like she's putting in probably 60-70, maybe it feels 80% for her. And then in return, she's not getting kind of any kind of emotional reassurance or him stepping up into the plate. So I think in those senses, if you feel like you're doing a lot and you're not getting the same from your partner, you're not an asshole for feeling like that, you know? And then when you have the conversation with them and then they're putting in the play to make you feel better and make you for your emotions to feel validated, you can't scold him for trying and then be like, this doesn't feel genuine.
No, because what does that do? Like if you start doing something and then say your partner tells you like, you know, it doesn't really feel genuine. What are you going to start doing now? Never doing them again.
Yeah. What I'm gathering, I think she's just over it.
That's what I'm saying. When you're
over it, bro, no matter what the person does, it's like, and that sucks. When you're checked out, you've seen it when people are checked out of relationships. You're checked out, they're out. You know, nobody, it's unsavable. I mean, I think that's the reality of relationships, bro. Sometimes you get to a point where they become unsavable.
Yeah. Sadly, and that's what I'm saying. There's deeper issues than just, you know, if you're scolding them and being like, nah, well, it doesn't feel genuine.
Yeah.
There's deeper issues because you wouldn't act like that with somebody that you really, really want to be with.
No.
You wouldn't. Because it's fucked up if you're seeing them genuinely do it. And like, even if he's not even being like genuine, even if he's not being genuine and you can just tell he's doing it to make you happy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something.
That's effort.
That's just effort, you know? Because you also have to be in a position where it's like, okay, this person ain't going to think like me. Mm-hmm. This person ain't going to do the things that I want him to do.
Right.
Humans are different.
Right.
We're all different. We have to different find needs, our ways.
Different wants.
Yeah. And I always talk about like, and when you're in a relationship, if you're not so romantic and the other person is, you know, you got to mold yourself. You got to try. If you're not the romantic one, try to be romantic, even if you don't want to be.
Yeah.
And vice versa. Like, because you love that person and you want to make that person happy.
I just realized right now too, she gave us her real emotions at the end. She literally said, I'm not happy anymore and I do not feel fulfilled. She just told us what she feels, bro. That's why she's not receiving the effort from him.
Well, the first part about this whole paragraph is just BS then, because at the end of the day, you just said, I love him, but I'm not happy anymore. Boom. We shouldn't even be talking about the rest. You're not happy.
She's not happy and she's not fulfilled.
Have a conversation with them and, you know, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
And plus, 3 years. Yeah, that's a long time, but not really. Mm-mm. Not really at all, actually.
So you would say break up? Say it.
I would say have a conversation.
Yeah.
But it seems already that she's not happy.
Honestly, she needs to have a conversation with herself, too.
Yeah. There's deeper problems because not only is he going to start doing the things that she wants to do, anything that he does now going forward,
he's not going to win. It's not going to win.
Because she's checked out.
Yeah. Check, please.
Asshole or not?
No, not asshole.
I don't want to say she's the asshole.
No, I don't want to say she's the asshole either. I think she's just checked out. And I don't think maybe she's like fully registered and accepted that yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's still holding on to, well, I love him. But girl, you're not in that relationship like mentally, emotionally anymore. You know what I mean? Because you would not be reciprocating the efforts the way you are. You would be like appreciative of like what he's doing for you.
Yeah.
You know? What do you think, Jess? Well, let's do a quick vote. Is she an asshole? Every time we do these, we show asshole. Yes or no? You only get a yes or no.
Well, you guys are saying that you don't want to call her an asshole, but I agree with you guys.
You're right. We did say that.
Yeah. I agree with you guys.
No, let's. Okay. By the way, when we do these Am I the Assholes, we're not calling you. Well, maybe sometimes we're calling you an asshole, but this in this regard is more of like the way she's handling it. Is it asshole-y?
Yeah. Asshole-y? No, she's a
asshole-y? Asshole?
Asshole-y. Yeah. Asshole-y.
What do you think, Jess? Is she asshole-y here? Is this an asshole-y response, feeling?
I think you hit the nail on the head when you said that she needs to have a conversation with herself. Mm. I think that's the issue here. Because, I feel like otherwise he's going to continue doing things for her and she is going to look like an asshole.
Yeah,
for that not being enough.
Just what I said. And now they're just going to be in a toxic relationship if they continue.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Is anything like that he does?
Story almost like her origin of being that asshole. Almost like if it continues, because he's crying.
Oh, that's good.
There's more information we need to know. Yeah. Obviously,
yeah.
But if she, like her origin story.
So you're saying, the origin story of her becoming an asshole. Uh-huh. If she keeps going down this path, she's gonna be an asshole. Asshole-y.
Yeah.
Asshole-y.
Having a conversation with yourself is really difficult, dude. It is very, very.
But
difficult.
Let's not. This is also like a lesson for us men back at home. Like, motherfucker, you need to try it too. Like, don't get comfortable, because that girl that you like, that you might be crying for later on in life, she's gonna get checked out just like this girl. Cause that guy is probably like, damn, like now he's trying and now like he can't do anything and now he's crying about it. Cause like, oh, what's wrong with me? Blah, blah. It's because you didn't even try for those first 3 years. Let that be a lesson for us guys back at home. You know,
but let me tell you this, bro. Like, sometimes, as men, we need those lessons, and you need to go through that pain of it.
For sure.
You need to like lose that love that you thought you had at one point.
100%.
That's going to check your ass for
100%.
Sure.
100%. But like I said, it's a lesson for us guys back at home. Like, check yourself. Because the one that you wreck yourself, because the one that you like, you know, don't have that story back when you're 60 years old. Yeah.
Great white buffalo.
She's the one that got away.
Yeah.
Next.
All right, cool. Next.
So this next one's from Ashley.
What's up, Ashley?
I have a toxic suegra. When I went to Mexico to meet her, and it was horrible. I was respectful and a good-hearted person with her and everyone else, and she was the only person that had a problem with me. Mm-mm. Judging the way I dress, getting mad at my boyfriend when he wouldn't be able to send her money, and she would say hurtful comments to me too. It was bad to the point where I would cry and I wanted to go back home. I ended up talking to her and telling her all the things that she had done to hurt me. But to this day, she thinks that she did nothing wrong. Am I the asshole for not wanting a relationship with her? I obviously will talk to her and go see her with my boyfriend, but I just won't be the same person anymore with her. It would kind of feel like it's a forced relationship.
You are definitely not the asshole.
No.
Hell no. Bro, honestly, if you have a toxic suegra, I always feel bad for people.
Me too.
Because one amazing thing to be in a relationship with is your suegra and the way that they get along. Bro, when your girl talks to your mom and you know that they're smiling, that is the most sexiest thing that you can see your girl doing and the most like happy thing that you can see your mom doing.
Yeah.
But the your partner needs to have a conversation with the mom.
Yeah, I do definitely agree with that.
Because she's saying that she's not doing anything wrong.
Yeah, and I honestly do believe her. I feel like she's definitely putting in the effort. She's seen how the mom treats her boyfriend and stuff. I don't think she's the asshole. I just think that don't let that consume you, and where you start retaliating and rebuttaling her and then building this animosity towards her. You know, you are in a relationship with your boyfriend. You're not in a relationship with her, right? And you are doing your part and doing the best that you can. And if she's not reciprocating that and, you know, trying to like level with you and show be like respectful towards you, you got to be the stronger person and the bigger person and still show the respect towards her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because that you'll be showing your man how much you love him.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, like I said, you're in a relationship with him, not her.
Yeah. And sometimes I've even told my wife, like, not in this similar situation, but there's some things that like maybe like my family doesn't have that hers does, or her family has that mine doesn't. And then I'll just be like, pues no te tocó. You know what I mean? That doesn't mean anything. Like, you also can't assume that you're going to have the most perfect family, whether it be your family or your husband or boyfriend's family. There's always going to be ups and downs.
Yep.
Play the game And you're even though you don't want to play the game of being respectful and showing love and killing them with kindness.
You don't got to be kissing her ass either, though.
No. Don't kiss her ass. But like killing her with kindness and you still showing people how nice you are. And then the way that you talk to your suegra that she don't really like you, but then you talk to her so nicely. And then the other tías look at you and you're like, dang. Like, and then they talk to the mom and like, why don't you like her? Problem. Like, this is what you don't like. Yeah. She's sweetheart. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like killing them with kindness. Like it's just nice. But not only that, you love your man. So you're doing it for your man.
Exactly.
And that's it. And to that shows your man so much. And that just makes your man fall more in love with you. Because that is such a big deal to, you know.
Yeah. And I genuinely believe most people come around. You know what I mean? Yeah. I believe that. Yeah. Not everybody, but a lot of people come around.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. So.
I mean, they show it in movies all the time.
You know, yeah.
With Suegrazilla.
Mother-in-law.
Yeah, with the, what is it? Mother of the, yeah.
Mother-in-law with J-Lo. I literally just saw it like 2 nights ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like they always come along in the movie. So maybe in life as well.
Yeah. But not the asshole. Ashley,
you're not the asshole at all.
You just keep being you, keep being sweet, and it's going
to
work out.
But her man has to have a serious talk with the mom.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, you have to.
You have to.
Especially if she's really not doing anything wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, what's up? We got more stuff that got next.
Not the asshole, right?
Not the asshole.
No, not. This last one is also anonymous. Recently engaged here.
Congratulations.
My fiance and I have been together for 6 years. Obviously, in that time, I've been around his family a lot, and we really do enjoy being with them. I really do enjoy being with them. With that being said, I've also gone to a lot of weddings and parties, and he has a tía who has a bad temper and can't control herself when she's drinking. Mm. She'll be screaming, starting fights, thinking everything is supposed to be about her, etc. We wanted an open bar because that's what we want for our wedding. But I fear that with his aunt, it's going to turn into a spectacle. It's going to be a small wedding, but very elegant. We both have very important people we'd like to invite. Am I the asshole for asking my fiance to talk to his aunt about this?
No,
not at all.
Wait, that's it?
I've already brought it up before in passing, and he said he can't really not invite his mom's sister.
Okay.
She's a great person, but she takes "I'm here to party" too seriously. I'm afraid she'll take it the wrong way and could possibly cause a rift. Did I mention the bad temper part?
Ooh.
Help.
Ooh. So she's like, aunt's a problem.
She's a problem.
Okay, well, I can relate to this, bro. I have somebody very similar to that.
Were they invited to the wedding?
No.
They were not. So you're on the cut them off. They're not coming. That is what
now.
It is.
If her man has this really great relationship with this person, did she say that?
Well, he didn't. No, she didn't. But
she didn't say that, right?
He said that he cannot just not invite his mom's sister.
Yeah. Well, I could have not invited, like, you know.
Yeah.
Let's just say it was my dad's brother.
Yeah.
I had to, but I didn't.
Okay.
Because I know cómo hay gente, and when it's a wedding, bro, it's a big deal.
And it's your big deal.
And it's my big deal.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's just, it depends. Maybe I have a different relationship with whoever I didn't invite, right? But I wanted to. I really did. But yo ya sé cómo se ponen. I know how they get. It's crazy. It's not even just about like showing it to my wife. You know, it's about how they might act with everybody around. There's going to be beautiful people. There's going to be a lot of alcohol. And guess what? That alcohol is for free.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a lot of music. Oh, my God. It's just a concoction for a disaster.
Yeah. I mean, essentially.
When it's your wedding.
Was it not worth talking to that person first? Did you try that? Did you try having like a sit down conversation with them, like expressing how important this day is for you guys?
I didn't, because I didn't feel like I needed to be the one going out of my way for somebody else's actions.
Okay.
But I told my dad to.
Fair.
Yeah.
And then what?
And honestly, si se agüitó, and whatever, but it was more kind of like what my dad had to say that I respected. So I told my dad that I don't want somebody, you know, to be there, right? So, and my mom too. And they were okay with it. That's what made me get the green light. Okay. Now, if it was something different, then maybe I'll, you know, figure it out.
That's a good approach. So it would be her boyfriend or fiance talking to her mom, talking to his mom, and having the mom have the conversation with her sister. Yeah. I think that's brilliant.
And if they want to invite him, si los quiere invitar, and then the mom, like his mom goes like, Yeah, she has to go, mijo.
Yeah.
Okay, that's your responsibility. And if I see a single thing, she's leaving. Obviously, my mom can't leave my wedding. But I was going to say, tú te vas a bien, but no.
No.
The mom stays, but like, they have to go. They're getting escorted out. I don't know how.
Yeah.
But, bro, when you're spending, like, you know,
thousands of
dollars or whatever on this beautiful wedding, and it's the most important day to you.
Yeah,
you are not risking. Regardless of how much you're spending, you are not risking shit for a bad time.
Yeah,
anything.
Yeah,
and honestly, like, if people know that you have like an alcohol problem, and no te la puedes pasar bien without, like, you know, getting into some shit, like,
they gotta go.
That's an easy, like, you need to understand, like, bro, like, this ain't that.
Yeah, she's definitely not the asshole for feeling the way she's
feeling. No, you're not an asshole at all.
By far.
But honestly, like, if you have a concern and there's proof that that person is doing stuff the way that you don't like, first you tell your man, and your man has to take care of that.
Yeah, man, all this wedding stuff is stressful, bro.
There's a lot.
There's so many layers to it.
There's a lot.
It is crazy how, like, there's just so much.
And I think that's why a lot of people say, like, oh my God, like, the wedding, it's so hard and blah, blah. Because not just,
it's all,
like,
these
not
little
just,
nuances.
Not just putting the pieces together to create a party, you know, this nice wedding.
Did you guys do a seating chart? Like, did you guys design it? Yeah. You and Karen did? Mm-hmm. Oh, crazy. And I'm sure even that's like,
you know?
That's crazy.
And even my wife, she's more like that. She's more like, you know, into detail about who's going to sit next to each other. I'm more like, you know, if they don't know each other, they're about to meet each other, you know?
Yeah.
But no, Karen, you know, perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But no, you're not the asshole for
that. No, not at all. Not at all. Yeah. I think the way you said it, as far as like that way of doing
the chain of commands.
The chain of commands. Yeah,
yeah.
I think that's the way. She should not get involved in this. You know, in the sense of like she's already spoken her part. She needs to talk to her fiance, and the fiance needs to kind of handle it from here on out.
Yeah. And trust me, sometimes it's not just the deal. It's like friends too, that like you're like, well, I'm not going to invite you.
Yeah. Friends, I don't have an issue with, bro.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm not feeling you and there's like an issue there, I'm just not inviting you. And I'm not going to feel bad about it at all. Family is where it becomes a little more touchy. But friends and stuff like that,
especially immediate family, like your sister's, mother's
sister.
That's
where it gets touchy.
It is. But I mean, I have no problem with like me going out of my way too and like telling them, like, bro, no. But more that if it was like my birthday party. But when it's my wedding, and if it's my wife's my girl's wedding, she doesn't have to deal with that kind of stuff. Yeah. She has more stuff to deal.
Yeah.
She has more stuff to take care of other than not trying to invite somebody who might ruin it all.
Mm-hmm.
If you can DM us and see what actually happened, I'm actually concerned on like, did she go or not?
She pull up.
Yeah, did she pull up?
Okay, we'll be there. Security.
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 Top flight security's here. Hey, madame, you got it to go.
Yeah, wedding's a tough, it's a tough thing, man. But like I said, always remember, it's your wedding, not your mom's or your parents either. It's yours.
Because
sometimes the mom and the dad say, like, they put their 2 cents in a lot. And then,
Whoa, what was that? Got it. Okay.
You did that the other day.
Double down on it, huh? You just got to double down on it.
I think we're going to go on break, right?
Let's go on break. That was beautiful. Thank you guys for submitting your MIDs.
Yeah, and like I said, I want to know, like, what happened with everybody, too.
Yeah.
I want to know.
And if you guys haven't, we have a form that if you want to submit your things, I don't think we've linked it in a minute, but we'll link it on this episode for sure.
Yeah, but I think it's on our Instagram, on La Platica, no?
Is it? It might be. Well, regardless, we'll link it here as well.
Okay, sounds good. We'll be right back. That's it. Guys, today's video is sponsored by BetterHelp.
I would say that Sebas and I, we're people.
You know,
we're men of the people. We love to socialize. We love to be out and about. You know how we roll, right?
Yes, but.
But.
It can be draining. Not in a bad way, but sometimes in a way where it's like you get home and you don't have energy for much. And it's not about talking to people. It's just about really just being on your phone and really being active.
I believe they call it your social battery, right? Mm-hmm. Like sometimes you just need to take a moment to like recharge, check in with yourself. Maybe it's saying no to an event just so you can like have a moment for yourself.
So my question to you, Josh, is what do you do? Like, what do you do when you're not on your phone? How do you recharge yourself?
Yeah.
Is it having some alone time? Is it exercising, spending more time with your family?
Wow. It's honestly all of the above. Like I need that moment where I can just be alone by myself, just kind of gather my thoughts. And then there's moments where I know I want to be around loved ones, whether that be friends, family, just to recharge me. You know, that alone charges you up. That's the thing about therapy, right? Like, we might not have all the answers, but getting paired up with like a licensed therapist, I can maybe give you some ideas of like how to take that social break. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. sometimes we got to talk through with people and you realize the things that kind of help you. All you guys have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You're going to get paired with a licensed therapist. And the best part is, if you're for whatever not happy with the therapist, or maybe you want to try someone new, you can switch therapists anytime, no charge.
Just like that. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Visit betterhelp.com/platica for 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/platica. Enjoy today's episode.
See you guys.
Why Pizzle P.
Come on, man. You know the name. Are we at 140? Is this 140? Did you know that?
No.
You said 137. We're at 140s, my boy.
Are you sure?
We got a producer, bro.
You sure?
And the producer
that?
Said we are at 140.
Damn. That was quick.
140. Oh.
Do you remember what episode you started officially?
No, probably like 31.
30 something. 30, 32.
Yeah. I can't wait for episode 143. 143. La 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 you. You don't remember that song, huh?
I remember.
Me too.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you.
What? Wait, what song is that?
Ray J?
Yeah, I never listened to Ray J. I never liked Ray J.
What was it?
Huh?
The way it lines up on the cell phone says like
143. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Well, is that what it is? No, I.
Yeah.
143.
Oh, no, wait, no, because I. One would be like.
I, four, L O V E, three, Y O U.
Oh.
That's the way I took it, but is it the...
No, I'm wrong.
Yeah,
I'm
you're wrong.
Completely wrong. Yeah,
you're wrong, motherfucker.
I am.
You were a Ray J fan? That explains
big time.
A lot.
And the song One Wish by him, too?
That was okay. I'd rather listen to B2K or Bow Wow.
Well, of course, bro. But of course, bro. But of course.
Anyway, speaking about drinking...
Come on, man. You see the lude?
You know it's about to be Cinco de Drinko.
Hey, man, I'm good. I'm covered, man.
Cinco de Mayo. You like Cinco de Mayo? You a big Cinco de Mayo guy?
Yeah, I'm a big Cinco de Mayo guy. I think people have like a misconception of what it is. Like a lot of people think it's Mexican Independence Day when it's not.
It's not. That's September 15th.
Right. Well, so what is Cinco de Mayo?
I believe, now I'm not like super educated on it, but it is basically when
Battle of Puebla.
The Battle of Puebla. When I think it was La Segunda Batalla from like the French dudes came over and then we just fucked them up.
Are you a French dude?
I think I pulled it up right here. Watch.
Let's see.
All right.
Come on, PZ.
A common misconception is that Cinco de Mayo is a celebration of Mexico's independence.
But it's not.
From Spain. Mm-hmm. But Mexico's Independence Day is September 16th. I'm sorry.
Wow, what an idiot.
I guess I'm an idiot. I always tell it's May September 15th. I guess not.
El grito es el 15.
Yeah, el 15. That's what it is. Yeah. So May 5th, rather, honors Mexico's unlikely victory over France in the 1862 Battle of Puebla, where Mexican forces were largely outnumbered.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. And then here in the United States, we basically, they get Cinco de drinked out.
Right. Yeah.
And there's a lot of boxing.
There's a lot of boxing. And I feel like Floyd Mayweather fought a lot on Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
But.
So that's that.
Yeah.
Are you educated now?
Now I know. I didn't know. And now I know. Thank you, bro. Thank you for the history lesson.
But yeah, are you the type of guy that like you always plan something on Cinco de Mayo or just like whatever happens, happens?
No. Whatever happens, happens. Yeah. Are you? You kind of plan something like specific?
Not anymore. I mean, I've done Cinco de Mayo parties like
when
before.
When I was like younger and stuff like that. Yeah.
Still young though. You're a young buck.
Yeah. No, I'm a young bull. Yeah.
You're like in your young prime.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're in your young prime?
100%.
Yeah, but like keyword young prime.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you're going to be in your prime when you're like 45. Like you're still being your prime.
Oh, so this is young prime?
You're in your young prime.
Yeah. Do you think it's different for guys and girls, like their primes, like the ages? Or do you think it's like a human thing, like in this bracket, you're like in your prime?
Yeah.
You think it's a human thing?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Because a female and a male should have the same type of...
Prime?
Prime, sure, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you took it kind of deep right now. I'm just saying you're in your young prime, bro. Okay?
Well, then you said in your 45s, you'll be like in your prime.
Yeah, I think so. 45, 50, I think you'll still be in your prime.
Yeah.
And then when you're like 65, 75, you're going to be in your old prime.
you're just always in your prime.
Yeah, but
you... Just call me prime time.
but that's your prime time. So, like, you're going to be like... I hope that you'll be always primed out.
Me too, man. I hope you're always primed out too, man. I really wish that for you.
But like, you might not be in your prime one day, you know?
Yeah, but I don't wish that for you. I wish you're always in your prime.
Damn, that's crazy. Isn't it, sorry, off topic, isn't it crazy how we're kind of brainwashed into being into retirement and not doing anything anymore? Don't you think that's kind of like not good? Like, I get the whole retirement. I get that. Not wanting to do anything, having money saved up and putting money on your 401k. I get that. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying like really virtual, like really like if you put it into perspective, why do I have to not do anything anymore when I'm older? What about if I still want to work?
Yeah, Jess, can you look this up? I believe there's a stat that most people, bro, after they retire, they die within like 6 years.
Ugh.
It's kind of crazy. I remember when I heard this, I was like, what? Because as humans, like we look at work as something we don't want to do, forced to do, but there's a lot of like, we need to work. We need to be constantly.
That's what I'm saying.
Working is like, but like, it's not just like labor, like growth. We need constant growth. What is it?
Overall mortality increases by 1.5% in the month Americans turn 62.
Oh.
2% increase in male mortality immediately after they turn 62.
Oh, okay.
But it doesn't say anything
about retirement? There wasn't
anything? Yeah, I mean, maybe I need to continue diving into
it. What was the search?
Literally.
Am I going to die if I retire?
Statistics on death after retirement.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
No, but I agree.
Yeah, I think like because some people like that you work is like purpose for people, and then once you like retire, you kind of don't have a purpose anymore. So you, I think you're quicker to wither away.
I also think that people retire, not the way they want to retire. As in, maybe it's not what they thought. Maybe they don't have that much, you know.
Money? Why? Yeah, they can't survive.
Yeah.
It's harder to survive.
So honestly, if that was the case and I'm not working, I'm making less money now and I'm retired. Because what year do people retire? 62?
65.
I think my dad's, he's in the union and they retire like around 61, 62, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
we got some?
Not statistics, but there is such a thing as post-retirement syndrome, which is the experience of nothingness.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. No purpose.
A psychological concept that is characterized by negative emotions, such as feelings of meaninglessness, helplessness, feeling of existing in a vacuum, and a loss of control.
Oh, that's so scary, man. Yeah. Here's the thing about it, though. You don't need to be retired to feel that. You know what I mean? That's what's scary about it. Like we, but, as humans, we need to be growing.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying I don't believe in the whole retirement and like, you know, taking it easy, you know, but bro, I can never do that. I don't think anybody should just always feel like that, like just like loneliness or no meaning to life. And guess what? When you're in that age, guess who you have? Basically, everybody in your life, ya casi no tienes a tanta gente. If you have kids, well, sure. Well,
that's still pretty young, bro, because my mom is 64.
No, I get it, but a lot of people at that age, they don't have their partner anymore.
Right.
Or their partner's probably sick as well. Mom and dad?
Yeah.
So all that hits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, like, I don't even know how I got there, but I'm just saying, I don't want to retire.
Oh, because we're talking about prime.
Yeah, I don't want to retire like that. Like, ya no was nada. Bro, I'll still, like, you know, I'll retire from something, but I always want to have, like, a business or something where I can, like, go to, you know, collect something, you know, have a purpose.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree with that. I constantly want to be, like, figuring out what the next thing is, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be anything crazy. No. It might be, like, I want to teach, like, I don't know, something. I want to teach football. Like, I'll be a football coach or something like that.
But we're not, like, the type of guys that, like, oh, when I retire, I'm going to, like, move to Mexico and be by the beach and just fucking chill all day, right?
That to me sounds boring.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Bro, even when I go on vacation, like, I've been on vacation for, like, a week, bro, and I'm kind of over it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm trying to get back into the rhythm of my
life. Bro, I need routine.
Yeah, yeah. I need routine. Yeah, no, I agree. Structure, bro. I do, too.
Yeah, but anyway, so, yeah, Cinco de Drinco. Yeah, I'm thinking about what we're going to do this Cinco de Drinco. I want to go to, like, Mexicans don't celebrate Cinco de Drinco.
No, we don't.
I'm going to stop saying it's Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. I remember one time I captioned a photo, like, Cinco de Drinco, and I got roasted in the comments, bro. They're like, really, bro, really? And I was like, I couldn't think of a caption, motherfucker. I couldn't think.
That's the best Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, Cinco de Drinco is, like, not it, bro.
Also, great news.
Yes, sir. We got new flavor.
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. What day is it today?
You're bringing the...
What day is it today? In real...
18th.
No, I'm sorry. Like in when this episode drops.
Dr. Strange.
Yeah.
29th.
Yeah. So the first, every Cinco de Mayo, we bring back our mango chili lollipop flavor, which is incredible. It's limited edition, so especially for this time of month. Yeah, it's perfect. So we dropping that. So that's what I'm gonna be drinking. If I'm drinking anything, I'm drinking my drink.
We should do a Cinco de Mayo care package and then have like three winners like win.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, because they're winners.
Mm-hmm.
But we should like figure out something like it'll have the chili mango flavor and like some other stuff.
We're actually doing like a tumbler cup with it as well.
Oh, there you go.
So every flavor that we're dropping now, bro, we're doing like tumblers with it, and they're limited edition. So when they sell out, like we're never bringing back that cup again.
I literally just had a conversation with my wife. I have a cupboard dedicated to all my Salud tumblers.
Yeah. The one that we have for this flavor is super sick.
Yeah,
it's super sick. Super thick.
That's dope.
Have you tried the mango chili?
Of course. I have the mango chili. I still have the mango chilies. I got one like reserved on deck.
While this thing you've seen in person or on social media regarding Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah, like people getting wasted. Yeah. Like Americans with the sombreros, like stereotypes.
Yeah, for sure. We definitely have seen stuff like that. We actually talked about that on the Mexican OT podcast, right? Where that TikTok you saw about that guy who was going around, he was a gringo, if you will, with a sombrero and a mustache and stuff like that, and asking people like, are you offended by what I'm wearing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody says that they do get offended, but they're the ones that aren't like Hispanic or Mexican.
I saw this one TikTok and it was like a black dude in his car, and he was like talking about how he's like, Mexicans are the coolest motherfuckers on the planet, like just the best people on the planet. Yeah. And I literally watched it and I was like, man, you're right.
I see a lot of crazy stuff on Cinco de Mayo, especially when you actually go out.
Yeah,
I think I'm at a point right now in my life, especially this year, where I haven't been really, I've been really keeping it chill.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, every year, like I just keep it chill and I just either do something with my fam. But I think this thing that I want to like go out in the streets.
Yeah, you
want
to go
just
out?
Wanna, yeah, maybe we can like record and document people like and interview them.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Like, what do you want to ask them?
Like, hey, what, why do you go out on Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah.
But just simple shit.
What's the other the holiday where people go out and they drink for the green beer? That's St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day, is that did us Americans make that one up, or is that like an actual holiday?
I think that's an actual holiday.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what they're celebrating though.
Yeah.
But
yeah, because that's like another drinking holiday. The Irish and the Mexicans, man. We're drinkers.
It can be anything. Humans will celebrate like some religious thing that happened thousands of years ago.
Yeah.
And they just take it as an excuse to get faded.
We just want a party, man.
That's it. Like Mexicans are the same way.
Yeah.
Mexicans are the same way.
For sure.
Anything like Semana Santa and stuff like that, that's all like religious part. Like
they're trying to turn up.
But everyone's turning up like hard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For Arbor Day.
Arbor Day?
Yeah.
Which one's that one, Matt?
Like Tree Day?
Yeah. Matt. get that mic away from him. What about Arbor Day, guys?
Not the cutest reaction.
Don't we all go out and hug trees? Right, guys?
An arborist.
Tree hugger, that expression is so funny to me. Have you ever actually tried hugging a tree? That is not it.
Yeah, I have.
Depends on the tree.
It's pretty
bark. What kind of tree do you think is like a good hugger?
It's like a redwood.
Yeah, okay. No. I tried hugging a tree, but when I was having a rough day.
No, dude.
You didn't know?
No. I got it where you were going with it, but it did not land. Right? So you know what, bro?
When you hug it, it's bark, and then it's like rough.
Listen, man, just leave me alone right now, dude, because I can't with
you. That one's good.
Yeah, dude. That's where you could have gone with it.
But yeah, I'll go up to a tree and I'll be like, yeah, what's sap?
Okay.
That was a good one.
Okay, that was good.
What you got? We're battling right now.
Yeah.
No, just stop.
No, I literally go up the tree because, like, you know, plants, if you talk to them, they grow. They're like they just feel it, right? So like I'm a deep person, you know. I'm like, I want to know about the plants, I want to know about their roots, you know, like where they come from.
Ooh. I like that.
I had to get there without
I know. That one, I was like,
where's he going with this?
Oh my god. So basically, also I want to talk about there's a big topic. Americans are out of control in Mexico right now. And I don't know how you feel about
this is how I feel. Get the fuck out. Get out. Dude, it's that simple. Get out of the country if you're not comfortable. It's the same way in any country. You can't do that. You can't just dictate how you want culture to be, laws to be. It don't work like that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I'm so like blunt about it, but get out.
Get out. Everything that's happened in Mazatlan and Mexico City, like, bro, first of all, Mexicans, we fuck with y'all being there.
Of course we do. I mean, they bring a lot of money to the economy.
Yeah, but not tourism. We love seeing people come to Mexico and, you know, have a great introduce time. Introduce
them to the culture.
But when it gets to the point where you guys are starting to complain about the music and it being in the beach and it being there early and blah, blah, blah.
That's crazy
to
me.
And honestly, if the hotels are agreeing with that shit too, that's when we need to get, they need to fucking say something as well.
I agree.
But nah, I don't think I think right now there's a moment where something like that is low key happening, but that is not going to happen. Man, there is no way.
That's insane, bro. That's insane to me.
That is no way.
Yeah. 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 What are your thoughts on that, Jess? What do you think?
No, I agree. I think get out. Like, how dare you? How dare you? How dare you, like, come to someone else's country and tell them how to live and kind of dictate things? It's like we're getting colonized again.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Exactly. Like, you're kicking people out of the city, in Mexico City specifically, right? Like, all of the influx of Americans and expats that, like, now live over there, raising the price of rent to the point where people who live in those communities, who, like, that's literally their home, now cannot afford to live there, cannot afford the neighborhoods that they've known their entire lives. Mm-hmm. And literally, I've seen so many people talking about it on TikTok about how they'll hear English being spoken, and like, that's fine. But then, you know, when you go to a restaurant, like, you expect them to also speak English?
Yeah.
Bitch, like, do you know where you are?
Right.
Like,
right. Are people that stupid?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, huh? The answer is yes.
People are that fucking stupid.
Yes.
Like, that's crazy. The audacity. It's the same. Just to make it simple for people who don't get it, it's like me coming into your home that you own, paid and clear. And then I'd start telling you how I need you to run this home.
Yeah.
And I start telling you how you're doing this is completely wrong and I don't like it. Mm-hmm. That there's no difference. It's the same shit.
Jess was telling me it's getting to a point where they're complaining that the salsa, they need to put it less spicy.
Who?
White people.
Goddamn white people.
I love my white people, but that's stupid.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
That's insane. Imagine, can you make it less spicy? Why don't you just shut the fuck up? How about that? Why don't you just don't eat it?
I mean, look, bro, if your tolerance is not that high, don't order the hot sauce. Order ketchup. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, like, salsa is meant to be spicy.
Right, that's the whole premise.
You jerk off.
That's the concept of salsa. Like, that's the whole thing.
Salsa means a lot of vegetables. And
that's the key ingredient.
Like, it's spicy, and the spicier, the better.
Now, there's different levels of spice. Sure. I get it. But you're going to a restaurant, and that's, you know, every restaurant has their own way of preparing their food, preparing their salsas, you know, however they want to make it. That's just what it is. You can't tell them, hey, I don't like the way you're doing it. It's the same concept, you know? You need to make this less spicy.
If you tell a Mexican owner of a restaurant to make your salsa less spicy, just turn around and go eat at fucking Mugre King.
Bro, this is why I don't understand this whole concept, because I have been in restaurants where the salsa is unbearable, fucking hot, right? You know what I think? I'm such a fucking bitch, I can't handle this shit.
You're a real man.
Because I'm like, damn, I can't fucking handle this, and it makes me want to eat it more. But to think, no, I need to tell them that this is too spicy, my brain has never thought like that.
Go fucking swallow a packet of ketchup and don't open it. Just swallow it. You stupid idiot.
They'll probably do it too.
Yeah, because they're idiots. I can't stand that shit, bro. Serio,
yeah, dog. Some people, bro. Serio, the audacity. Dog. The audacity, bro.
Like, bro, if the salsa is too spicy, what are you going to do? No lo pongas, güey.
Right. That simple.
That's it.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And that's why, like, we give you guys fucking Chipotle.
Yeah.
So you guys can get the mild, medium, pico de gallo.
Hey, don't clown on pico de gallo, bro. I love pico de gallo.
No, I love Chipotle.
Oh, you're talking about like Chipotle the restaurant?
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
That's what I'm saying.
The red one, though. Red one be hidden, bro.
Bro, the red one is spicy. Back on the red one.
Yeah.
But that's why you got options. But don't ever go to fucking the beautiful country of Mexico and be saying shit like that. Man. Especially like que se callen or blah, blah, blah. The other day I saw some dude like
playing the fucking flute. Did you see that? Mm-hmm. Like on top of the fucking thing in Mazatlán, especially in Mazatlán. I see that shit happening in Cabo or in Cancun, but Mazatlán, what the fuck? The only thing fucking motherfuckers be doing in Mazatlán playing a flute is if a fucking magical genie comes out to give you a fucking sick ass kawama. But other than that, there's no reason motherfuckers should be playing the flute, bro.
Yeah.
Awesome. It sounded like Jigglypuff was there, bro. Like, bro. And then they're like, they're all sitting down like this in their fucking chanclas.
Wait, what do they do? I didn't see this.
They're having peace time and some guys playing the flute and everyone's just watching him play this. I mean, he knows how to play the flute, but I'm just saying, like, that's what they're doing, bro. What?
Yeah, that's insane,
bro. I'll literally take a bolsa llena de Coca-Cola, the one that I would buy in Mazatlán with a popote stuck on it, and just fucking throw them at it
like a water balloon.
Yeah. Okay, tie it up real nice.
Don't waste the coke, bro.
Yeah, that's true. Don't waste the coke. But yeah, and also asking Airbnb hosts for U.S. military discounts in Mexico. Yeah,
this is another thing. I'm like, bro,
that's crazy.
And here's the thing. Here's what pisses me off. I know that that person who asks genuinely believes that they deserve a fucking discount. That's what pisses me off. Like, I wish I could have a conversation with them. And I just want to go, why do you feel like you deserve that? Why? Do you realize what country you're in right now? Like, where are you? Where are you? It's so crazy to me. What was the story behind this, Jess? Did the person who had the Airbnb like post it?
Yeah.
They posted like the screenshot. Mm-hmm. That is crazy.
The sense of entitlement is like
wild.
Out of control.
I wonder. Yeah, I'm not even going to say.
What? No, say it.
No. I was going to say, I wonder what race they were.
What do you think? What do you think, motherfucker?
I didn't say anything.
No, I mean, look, bro, they're asking for a U.S. military discount. Well, at the same time, if they're U.S. military, it could have been anybody, essentially, right?
I mean, but that's the thing. Like, I respect it, you know. But yeah, it's a sense of entitlement at the same time. I respect the military and what they do and what they have to offer. I think they deserve more than just a fucking discount, right?
Of course.
But when it comes to like shit like that, like for a fucking Airbnb...
That's wild.
In another country,
like you're asking for a fucking discount for an Airbnb. No mames. Se pasan de
verga. You'll be tripping, bro.
Tripping, bro. And then he goes to a restaurant and asks for like fucking less spicy.
Capsu.
Man, where are the ketchup packets, man? I'm gonna make him swallow them
whole.
Bro, imagine swallowing a ketchup packet.
Nah. No, thanks.
Like, bro, you think that shit would feel like dry as fuck, or like you think it'll fucking go down pretty easily?
No, because the little ripping part. Yeah, the texture.
It would hurt, right? It's kind of like scraping your throat.
Yeah.
Some of them be really pointy too.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Super sharp. Super sharp.
Matt, what did you study? The fucking art of a ketchup packet?
Dude, no, he's right though. He is right.
My kids love ketchup packets, so that's why I know I'm always having to open them. So yeah. I open probably more than maybe the normal person. I don't know.
How are you with spicy foods, Matt?
I love spicy food.
I don't believe you.
No, for real.
Now he's all careful what he says. How's your relationship with tomatoes now that you've been exposed for a month?
I still hate tomatoes.
He stands by that, too. I hate those real,
tomatoes. I respect it, man.
I honestly wanted to come in with a shirt the very next day. I was hitting up my friends like, how fast can you give me a fuck tomato shirt? It's too
late. I can't wait for the day we all go eat like something that just like has to be.
You're all going to look at me.
So pico de gallo, you don't do pico de gallo?
I'll eat it. Yeah. I'll eat it, dude.
Your boys got a little way too high on that one, bro. I don't know.
No, that used to be in my Chipotle order, but not anymore.
Not anymore,
no. Yeah. I just go for the green now.
The green one's fire. Mm-hmm. The green one's fire. That one's good, bro.
Speaking of Chipotle, I just had a Chipotle recently.
We talk about Chipotle a lot.
Chipotle is great. I love it.
It's goated, bro. I'm sorry about it.
Chipotle is goated.
Yeah.
But I got a burrito this time. And ooh, my wife told me how to order it.
What do you mean?
Yeah, because she said do this, because I think she saw it on TikTok or I think she just ordered on her own.
Did they pan?
And I panned, and I ordered it and I panned.
Did they do it for you?
No. I did it at home.
Got it. But did you do the cheese?
I did the pollo de pastor. Mm-hmm. I think that's what they call it there. Yeah, it's like pollo, but it's like kind of like the pastor.
I'm hungry, bro.
I know. I want a burrito. Anyways, I ordered a burrito and I brought it home and I did the queso. I did the queso.
Like as a dip?
As a dip.
So not in the burrito, as a dip.
As a dip.
Damn.
And then sour cream inside the burrito.
I wish calories didn't exist. You know what I mean? Like, that's heaven right there.
Well, it seems like they don't in your world. Sexy.
You know, they do, bro. Trust me. They do. I just know how to hide them real well. You feel me? It's all.
Did you learn how to twinkle your eyes?
Twinkle my eyes?
Yeah. What does like that every mean? Time you smile, there's a twinkle.
Is there a twink?
Yeah.
No, I mean,
like, you know when you watch a Disney movie and then Tinkerbell comes out and she goes,
good night, Neverland. You ever seen the movie Hook?
What?
You ever seen the movie Hook?
Yeah, Captain Hook, right?
Yeah. No, Hook.
With Robin Williams?
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
You never seen Hook. And that's what he says. Do you remember when he says it? He's like, good night, Neverland. Because he said Tinkerbell. She's
is, in the movie. Is when Hook.
Bro, go watch Hook. Hook
was the guy with the red mohawk?
Yeah, that's Rufio.
Rufio.
Okay, so you have seen it.
Yeah, I have. Of course, bro.
I'm about to say, bro, Robin Williams is an iconic movie.
I used to have a mohawk and it was red.
Did you really? You're a mohawk guy?
And then I go to high school and it was like, Rufio.
Oh, that's kind of cool. No, is that how you know that reference or have you seen the movie?
I seen the movie, dude.
What happens at the end?
Interactive, man. What happens at the end?
I forgot.
You haven't seen shit.
I haven't seen nothing.
Sorry, you guys watched it yesterday together. While you guys were sharing tomatoes.
just the packets.
Yeah. This one's not pointy, Josh.
Let me get that one.
But yeah, so we wanted to kind of talk about that and get into that.
I like that, man. I like that.
I feel like me and you just need to go to Mexico and just fucking regulate our motherfuckers, man. I'm going to fucking make a ketchup packet gun.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. Imagine if we were there to witness somebody trying to like do something like that.
I've always said this. Till this day of I'm about to be 34 in May. Right?
Uh-huh. You know what we need to do, bro? We need to walk up to a tree and say, I wish a motherfucker would. You know what I mean? I wish a motherfucker would. Sorry, I need to do a callback on that because it hit me.
Shut up. Look. Almost 34 years living on planet Earth, right? I've seen it on social media and las noticias. Everybody has encountered this. I still haven't. I've never encountered some stupid shit like that, like in front of me, that somebody would complain about that. I've never encountered somebody being racist to somebody else or myself till this day.
I don't think I have either.
And I wish till this day a motherfucker would.
Yeah.
Till this day, I'm like, I wish there was an app that says, hey, motherfucker would over here. So I can just fucking drive down over there and just start whooping some ass. Like, who's going to make the app that says, yo, like a citizens app that says, yo, racist motherfucker over here. And I'm like, oh shit, 3 minutes away. Let me take that call. Yeah. Like, motherfucker, I am the new Miles Morales in this bitch. I will fuck people up. I swear to God.
Bro, I got your bag, G. I got your motherfucking bag.
Bro, we should be like fucking...
like Kick-Ass, but Mexican.
Yeah, I was going to say racist superheroes, but no, I got that flip.
Yeah, anti-racist.
Anti-racist superheroes.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I swear to God, I wear a cape.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Your same outfit as the cyclist outfit? Or?
Just with a cape.
Yeah, a bigger bulge.
Yeah, I get there with my bike. Hold on, let me unclip. I wish a motherfucker would. Serio.
That's crazy, bro.
Anyways, that was episode 140.
140, bro. Wow. 140.
Matt, Jess, Matt.
Thanks for being on our
Thanks
podcast.
Thanks for being on Body Waddy.
Anytime we do solo episodes, we're going to mic them up.
Always.
Yeah, mic them up.
Always. Man. Everybody back at home, notification, subscribe to the channel. This is La Platiquita de Josh Leyva, Sebastian. And I have an idea. Right now, let's fucking go like this. Boom, 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 boom. And then he's going to put some fucking gunshots.
Okay, cool. Let's do it. Why is that, though?
Just because he can edit it like that and it'll look cool.
Just for shits and gigs?
Just for shits and gigs.
That's all you got to tell me, baby.
Do it.
I'm going to do nothing to it.
He just puts dicks on you.
Big old smile.
And then I'll just do a shotgun, right? Look. That'll look good. Everybody, let's enjoy hope. The rest of your week and happy Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, and if a motherfucker would, hit us up, man.
If a motherfucker wants it, I would.
Hit us up.
If a motherfucker wants it, we would.
Yeah, I swear
to God, I don't care. I'll get in trouble. I'll get bailed out.
I got you, bro. We got that LP money. Come on, man. I'll bail you out.
I'll have Jess drive us there. Straight up. I wish a motherfucker would. And for everybody who wants to be racist, let me know. I'll fight you.
Me too. Shit, me too.
Late.